about that. Richie's out pretty much from now until after the first of the year, but he's doing better, as you can hear from time to time when he does grace us with his presence. Annoying as it may be from time to time to have him watching us and supervising us, I don't like being supervised. I don't
He's
like
He's the real boss.
Right. Behind the scenes. This is the Doug Steffen, Dudley Steffen Good Day Pro. Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, is here, along with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, monitoring social media. And everybody's doing a good job today. That doesn't mean that you didn't do a good job yesterday. It just means that today, I feel like you were doing a very good job. Now, Roberta really hasn't done anything yet, so let's see if she can screw that up. What do we have coming from the Queen of Cheap Department in a few moments, Ms. Fasanelli?
Lots and lots and lots of deals. We have deals from Elf Cosmetics. We have deals for gift cards that you won't believe, and tons of deals from restaurants, all for the holidays.
All right. Healthy, wealthy, and wise. Speaking of wealthy, how many of you heard the story of Ethan Couch? You know who Ethan Couch is? Last month. You remember? Well, I'll start by bringing us back to last month when we were all pretty much shocked by the teenager who killed two young women in a car crash after posting a Twitter message saying that she was drunk, too drunk to care. Remember?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Nope. All right. So another drunk driving teenager, this one who killed four people, injured nine others. Lawyers for the boy mounted a courtroom defense that could be summed up as too rich to care. And the judge bought it hook, line, and sinker. He let this 16-year-old kid, Ethan Couch, off with nothing but probation, and people are outraged.
I'm sure.
Kids from Fort Worth, Texas. He was drunk driving. He was going 70 miles an hour in a 40-mile-an-hour zone. Blood alcohol level three times the amount that's a legal amount for adults. He plowed the pickup truck he was driving, carrying seven other teenagers into four people, and killed them. He faced 20 years in prison. Though as a juvenile, he probably would have served fewer than that. But the judge, named Gene Boyd, apparently concurred with the defense psychologist, who said that the boy suffered from affluenza. Suffered from affluenza. Affluenza. In other words, his rich parents always got him out of trouble, so he never learned the simple life lesson: actions have consequences. The
so
judge
another case where he didn't
bought
learn it.
The teen enjoyed freedoms no young person should have, said the psychologist.
Oh, my goodness.
So the judge took the recommendation of this shrink, Dr. D. Dick Miller, who said that what Couch needed was therapy and no contact with his parents because his parents were the problem, not him.
Wow.
So the judge agreed that instead of sending him to the slammer, he could serve 10 years probation, starting off with a course of treatments that few people could afford. $1,200 a day for his treatments. And what it's going to do is cost his parents about $500,000. Mr. Couch, Fred Couch, agreed to foot the whole bill, but he is not going to have contact with his son, nor his son with him, for 2 years. So he will be 18 when he talks to his parents again, even though they're going to pay the bill. Testifying on the teen's behalf, this woman, Dr. Miller, described an upbringing of carefree privilege, only the kind that money can buy, lots and lots of money. For example, Miller pointed out a year ago, Mr. Crouch, 15, found parked in a pickup truck with a drunk, unconscious, naked 14-year-old, faced no discipline beyond a ticket. The psychologist described the boy as lacking emotional responses. Anything he wanted from his parents, he got. He was behind the wheel of a pickup owned by his father's company when driving three times now. I'm just looking at the number. Three times he's been caught, and twice without having a license. He just got his license, got his own truck, and killed these four people.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have, but already, I guess, I don't want to say good news here because there's not much good in this. Five lawsuits, civil cases being brought against him because of the victims now feeling there are millions of damages. And they'll go after his father and they'll get it. But imagine this. And I don't know if that's a new word. I've never heard the word before. Affluenza. But, you know, think about that in terms of, and this is the kind of stuff that pits the poor against the rich. And this is to say the way, I mean, I have two things here. The prosecutor is going to refile charges. They're going to do something. They're going to appeal it, whatever, which probably will change this somewhat. But here's this kid who looks like a smug little you-know-what. Anyway, you look at all the pictures of the video of him. And so what has he learned from this? He apparently has no consciousness at all. And the parents haven't done... I mean, why are parents... How do parents... I know because I have a neighbor who did the same thing with his kids. He became very wealthy and he just left his kids to be on their own. And they grew up with a lot of drug problems. One of the kids straightened out, the other one hasn't. But, you know, they lived their life the way they wanted to, the husband and wife, and left the kids, you know, kind of now they're back in. But it's you have to decide whether or not, well, you don't have to, but it's nice to be able to decide what your priorities are. The child, in this case, was not the priority of the parents. Having a good time going around hobnobbing with their rich friends, yeah, that was the priority, apparently. So, but... To condemn all people who have money. That's the other side of this. See, what the news media does is twist and turn this. So the implication, depending on which version of this story you look at, you get the drift from the way it's reported that there are those who are slanting this to try to make the average person just plain jealous of those who have money. I know plenty of people who have lots of money whose children have turned out just fine. So it's not about the money. I suppose maybe that's what gave the parents the right, the freedom to kind of go off and leave this kid. But to condemn and to chastise all people who have money and say, oh, well, all kids, all rich kids are the same, is nonsense. But in this particular case, what an outrage. Roberta, imagine this happening to anybody that you know.
Oh, my goodness. If I was a parent of those kids killed, I'd be outraged.
Well, they're going to all sue. For sure, and they get a lot of money of them. But think about it. When you were growing up...
But that doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't bring them back. The kids are gone. Well, it isn't even kids. They were people of different ages. Let me look at the... I had a list here of the people who died, and I think they were all older people. Let's see here. A 24-year-old boy. Let's see here. A 41-year-old man. 52-year-old lady.
Oh, my goodness.
And a 21-year-old girl. All right? So his victims were 21, 24, 41, and 52. So they what they do is they calculate what's left of their lives and what they could have earned.
Right.
And that's how they get money out of them in a civil suit. But just, I have, you know, the two problems are this kid gets away with it and doesn't learn anything. And then the news media plays it out like everybody who's rich has kids like this, which is completely irresponsible as well. So, anyway, but in this particular instance, wow. 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 That's what else can you say? At least what else can you say on the radio? I know what I said to myself when I first heard this story. And you wonder about justice. What is it?
Justice is indeed blind.
Yeah, baloney. It's not blind to the color green. Under any circumstances. So, I remember my son getting into trouble.
He gets blinded by the color green.
Who gets blinded?
It gets blinded by the color green.
I don't mean I'm not holding myself up here necessarily, but my son got into trouble once. Once. And he got into it himself, and he got out of it himself. And he decided that on his own. He called me and he told me what was going on. Said, Dad, I'll take care of it. He was in jail. For a night. And he didn't want me to come and do anything except post, I think it was $500 bail or something I had to put up for him, which he gave me back. But other than that, he said, I'll fix it. I'll handle it on my own. And he did. And that's...
Well, it's a testament to how you raise your kids.
Who did he learn that? I don't know. He's seen me get in and out of plenty of scrapes on my own. Maybe that was it. I don't know. But it was a lesson. But this kid, man, what's his life going to be like when he gets older? If his family has that much money, and does he ever work? Will he ever have to do anything? What is his life?
That's the first thing I would do, though. If your kid gets into trouble like that, you put him to work, you put him in military. I don't know what you do. You do something to get them going, and you don't make it easy. That's for sure.
Well, anyway.
Community service with people less privileged.
Yeah, much less privileged. That'll be a street sweeper. 888-302-3684. Thoughts on it? If you care to express yourself with Facebook.com/Good Day Show or Twitter @Good Day Show. Roberta and the Queen of Cheap Report coming right up here on Good Day.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Granger. They balance my needs with my budget. Granger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y. Used to describe something inferior, of poor quality. Busted. Something never used to describe me. Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
Brought to you by the folks at Kohl's. Queen of Cheap, sponsored by Kohl's Countdown to the Holidays. Brought to you by Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things. Go shopping there. Have some fun. Go ahead, Roberta.
Let's start with e.l.f. Cosmetics. Jen, you're going to love this. You can basically, if you figure it all out, you can get 35 items for $35.
Wow.
That's because they're giving you back gift cards and all sorts of discounts. These are great stocking stuffers, and we have all the information on how you can do all this at DougStefan.com. Now, when it comes to gift cards, my goodness, the supermarkets and the drugstores really want you to buy gift cards because they're giving you all sorts of discounts and incentives. Let's see, at CBS, you get $10 of those extra care bucks that they give you when you buy 3 American Express gift cards. Now, that ends on the 14th, so don't delay doing this. Rite Aid has the same deal, $10 off of 3 American Express gift cards. They also give you $10 up bucks when you buy $50 home improvement cards. It's like Home Depot, stuff like that. Also, $5 of those, their up rewards when you buy a $25 card to Gap, Old Navy, or Banana Republic. And Walgreens gives you a $10 gift card for 3 American Express cards as well. These all end on the 14th. Now, if you go to Lowe's Food, they give you $10 off a coupon for $50 of gift cards. Publix has $10 off a $50 Visa card, $10 off of $50 worth of prescriptions, believe it or not, and $20 off of Gap and Old Navy $100 gift cards. So that's basically you're getting a 20% return on your money. You pay $80 for a $100 gift card. Heck, I would buy these for myself just to use throughout the year. And these all end anywhere from, you know, the 17th through the 20th. So just don't delay doing all of those. Now, also on DougStefan.com, we have a humongous list, too much to read off, but a humongous list of restaurant gift cards and all of the discounts that they're giving as well. So go check it out and all the other evergreen stuff at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
1240. Ooh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and the friendly gaze,
I always liked his voice and his demeanor. This is Garth Brooks. Crank this up, Maya. This is really good. I like this.
Pennsylvania and homemade pump.
Don't you like this?
I love Garth.
His energy,
yes.
Stage presence,
and he's positive. He's
his
positive
demeanor. Guy. Well, you'll be happy to know that Garth is coming out of partial retirement to tour the world again next year.
I'm going
to
go, Dougie. Wanna
he
go?
Made the announcement Good Morning America the other day. He's got a new box set called Blame It All on My Roots, 5 Decades of Influences. He hasn't been specific about the dates, but he did say he'd be discussing the tour in some radio interviews during the course of this week and next week. He's trying to get this. It's good, your country music fan, good Christmas album, I guess, right? He was asked the question and he didn't really answer it. And then there was a little repeat and he said, "Well, I'd love to," when it came to questioning whether he'd do another tour, a big world tour. "I'm worried it's the wheelchair and walker tour kind of thing." Guy's 52
He's 50,
years old.
Yeah, come on.
"Between me and you, I think we'll make an announcement very soon," he admitted. "If you want to, you can make it right now," said Robin Roberts, who was interviewing him. And he said, "Okay, yeah, you sure? Well, you know what? Since it's you and since we've had a history forever, let's announce it. We're going to do a world tour in 2014.
Cool. That's kind of fun.
How long has he been retired?
It's been a while. You know, he said he wanted his semi-retirement because he wanted to see his kids grow up. He said he was on the road too much, and his wife, and you know, he got divorced. And
so he lives in Las Vegas. He doesn't he do shows in Las Vegas?
He does. He doesn't live in Las. I think he lives in Oklahoma, actually.
Really?
But he goes to Las Vegas and does his show, you know, 2 weeks out of the month, and it's been really successful.
Well, he's
and he's married to Trisha Yearwood, who's I think that's a really cute coupling, actually.
It's just under the circumstances. He's made so much money. Let's go back to the rich question, because it's been sort of pervasive through our conversation today. Garth Brooks, easily worth probably a couple, $300 million, maybe more, because of his successes, more touring and his, you know, selling stuff. You can't make as much money selling music as you used to, but you can make money on the road. That's where the money is made. So he's made a lot of money. What do you think he is like as a parent? What do you get from his demeanor? I'm guessing, I don't know anything about Trisha Yearwood, but other than she's married to him. Mm-hmm. But I'm guessing.
She doesn't have any kids. She's his kid's stepmother.
Right.
But I think, you know, he gives off the impression anyway, and you never live with people, so you never know for sure.
Right.
But the fact that he'd actually give it all up, and he gave up the money and the lifestyle to go home and be with his daughters so that they could have a dad at home while they were you know, in their teenage years.
Yeah.
I think that says a lot about them. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. All right, let's do some other gossip. Madonna on the hunt for a new man.
Blitzville. Oh, and she'll find one. She doesn't stay single long.
Michael, you get an opportunity now. She's Michael. 55.
Yeah.
Michael's what, 35? How old are you, Michael?
37.
37,
Sam. he's almost too old for her.
I know.
Yeah. All right, this is something I get off of Gossip Cop.
Yeah,
these gossip sites
are big. Now, this guy, it's not a surprise that they split up. He was only 25.
Yeah, well, they have in common.
Rough, yeah. It's a 30-year age difference. It's a big one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fairly obvious what her priority is.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that, but you got to have a little something else there, because after a while, the energy runs out. I'm not sure on her part that it does, but...
he might. And he's a dancer, so he's on the French version of Dancing with the Stars, and I guess she didn't like that.
Oh. Ashton. Well, Ashton Kutcher has posted a picture with Mila Kunis. He's usually pretty private, but apparently he posted a picture. And then there's Ellen DeGeneres, the gossip about her and her wife, Portia de Rossi, having problems. No!
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
I would be sad. I mean, they're a cute couple. They've been together a long time. But she said that it's all just a bunch of hooey. Just tabloid stuff.
All right, television news coming up next half hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, pets that go through waste baskets, open drawers, and paw through your file need more than just stimulation. Their inquisitiveness can also do damage. But I must stress that this is strictly unintentional delinquency. Typically, the overly inquisitive pet isn't destructive at all, but just very intelligent. He demands novelty. This syndrome occurs more commonly in the pet who previously has had company during the day, one that's been encouraged to have an active mind and a lively personality, but is now, the kids went off to college, the parents are both working, and the dog's home by himself. The pet's routine hasn't changed yet, though, and he paces the house looking for involvement with people or events. This is where the problem comes from. Mental stimulation is probably the most important thing you can do for your pet. The dog that gets into trouble, the dog that goes in the garbage, unrolls the toilet paper, goes in the wastebasket, chews your shoes, chews up your carpet, and goes after your furniture, all of this is due to lack of stimulation or a little separation anxiety. You can resolve it. A little bit more stimulation for your pet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Send her an email. Doesn't she have a holiday special? Is that, what is she doing?
She was at
Christmas album out.
Oh, okay. And she was at Rockefeller Center. She did the lighting of the tree.
All right. You know what is bugging me? This is the Doug Steffen Good Day broadcast for Thursday.
Broadcast. Yes.
Broadcast.
Bothering
it's
you.
A podcast. It's broadcast. Ken and Roberta and Jennifer. This hoopla about the mistake that was made hiring an interpreter or the person who was supposed to be doing the sign language, the signing. I mean, how many stories? And how
the thing at Mandela's funeral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was a mistake. But you'd think that it was these people who, are deaf, and the person they're doing the sign, am I insensitive to this, or is this getting to be ridiculous? The attention that has been given to this at the memorial service, for those of you who didn't hear the story, this person was signing, and it was signed gibberish, apparently. All the world leaders there, but who among the world leaders knew? Apparently this got caught by somebody watching it on television. The lady, whose name I can't pronounce, anyway, they're tracking down the company that provided the person that was signing. But apparently they've all vanished into thin air. There's no suggestion there was any obscenity, is there?
It was just kind of a big joke, and then social media got a hold of it and made it into a big thing. And it was kind of ridiculous. If you've seen the video, it's pretty bad. But at the same time, they've now, like, the country's released a statement saying that interpreter or that signer was basically just overcome with emotion, that he really knew what he was doing. He was just overcome.
Yeah. Well, whatever. According to you, who's
not? That's true.
Yeah, apparently, he was a known signer that he'd worked for other.
But why all the attention? Why the headline? What is so what? What is the big deal? I don't get it.
Maybe if you rely on signing, maybe it is a big deal.
Is that a big deal?
It's a big deal if you rely on signing, number one. And number two, it's just a sign of the times that this kind of stuff, when people do something stupid in public, they're going to get caught and it's going to become a sensation on social media.
Right.
So by saying it's not a big deal, it may not be, but it is now. I mean, that's just our new reality, is that, you know, once this stuff gets caught on camera, it's there.
Yeah. Incoherent signing is how it was described. Okay. Mm-hmm. San Diego man has been charged with operating a website that let people anonymously post explicit photos of others in an effort to extort money from them. Kenny, here in San Diego, I'm sure you're not participating in this, but what do you know that the rest of us don't know? Anything?
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
Really? Ah, I got one on you. Local kid does good. All right, so San Diego man, these sorts of things come up all the time, and I wonder how they catch, who's after these people, and how do they get an inkling? As to, are they cookies in the computer? Is it more of the NSA and the FBI kind of stuff, where they're trying to bag somebody? Or is there a tip often that leads people to start investigating this? I do not have the answer to the question. I'm just wondering how all of the pieces fit together here. I don't know. The whole business of child porn just really bothers me. And what does it say about people who are interested in it? And
this is the understatement of the year from you today.
What? Is this,
I
what,
know,
it
child
bothers
porn,
me?
Yes,
is
child this, porn should bother you. And But again, it's another internet deal. Not to sound old and curmudgeon-y, but it's another sign.
You're
of time.
Apologizing for sounding old?
I do.
And curmudgeon-y? Wow. All right.
It's the internet, those kids these days.
Yep. The Golden Globes, Jennifer, you're having that. Do we do that list now? Or we do it in a few minutes.
Golden Globes, no. The SAG Awards, yes.
Mm-hmm. But the Golden Globes, when are they? I thought they were announcing.
They announced the SAG Awards yesterday.
All right. More, but there's more of these. I think the Golden Globes get nominated. I think they get announced today.
It could be, and if they do, we will have them for you.
No, don't say that.
Live continuing coverage at the Golden Globe nomination.
How foolish that sounds. That's another one of my pet peeves.
That's why I said it.
She wanted to push my button. The essence of when they go to these, stay here for continuing coverage. Like, I can't get it on the next channel to you? Of course, I can get it everywhere.
Here. We've got it.
No, you don't.
We've got it. We've got it for you.
Exclusive.
Yeah, all right, baloney. All right.
The Golden Globes exclusive.
Speaking of that, Denise Richards off the hook with the Child and Family Services Department. Not that she was ever on the hook.
It is today, by the way.
What's today?
The Golden Globe Award nomination.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you're right.
He's right.
Okay. Wow, for a change. I got the story right. Woohoo! Where's Richie? We need him.
Log it, Michael.
All right, so Paul Walker is in the news. Denise Richards. Let's do Denise Richards first, though, Jennifer.
Okay. Well, you know, she was in a lot of trouble. Well, not, I don't know if she was ever really in a lot of serious trouble.
No.
But she took on, and I think she's like deserves not saint status, but she seems to be a pretty good person. She took on Charlie Sheen and Brooke Mueller's children. They have twins. She took them in because neither one of them could be a parent. And then she wanted to put them into therapy because I guess they were trying to kill her dog or something like that. Mm-hmm. She wanted to put them in therapy. Brooke said no. She takes the kids back. And then she says that Denise is actually beating her own children and beat their twins. Well, now Department of Child Services said no. No, there's nothing to those claims.
Meanwhile, Charlie's out of town with his new 24-year-old
porn star girlfriend. Right. These people, it really makes you feel sorry for those kids.
You know what? I go back to what we were talking about. Those of you who didn't hear us with the affluenza story in the last half hour, the story of a 16-year-old boy who got off after killing four people in an accident in a pickup truck that his father had just given him that had seven people in it, lost control, crashes into a crowd of 13 people, kills four of them, nine injured, and the guy gets nothing except a lecture from the judge and 2 years in psychology rehab. That's what he gets.
Yep.
Because he has affluenza. He doesn't understand
someone to bail him
right
out.
From wrong as parents buy him in and out of everything. All right, so in this circumstance, you look at the child and what's going to become of them. What's going to become of Charlie Sheen's children or other children that have these sorts of... I mean, we all come from dysfunction, let's face it. Our homes,
everybody's got something.
Exactly. My home, your home, everybody's home. But that doesn't mean you can use it as a crutch. Sometimes it helps you to understand what was going on. That's different than blaming or using it as a crutch. You need to use it your own in your own way to kind of understand where you are. But my God, these kids, whew. Paul Walker, Jennifer, and the accident still. Now, see, this is something I'm tired of talking about Mandela. He's dead already. And he's so that's it. Story's over. Walker's dead, too. But there are some interesting. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing?
He's dead. Story's over.
He's dead. What more is there? I mean, you know, when we get down to making a big deal.
Someone has to call you out on these statements.
Out of why? Call me out on the guy's dead. And so we make a big deal now out of this guy with sign language. Like, that's the last part of the story. And that's the headline today. It's nonsense. Anyway, Paul Walker and the situation surrounding what apparently happened, or at least with the family. I see this as the family getting ready to sue the city. What do you say, Jennifer?
I think so, too, because they've got their own private investigators checking out what helped contribute to his accident. And it seems that if a car is going at a high speed and then they hit those plastic speed markers, it actually causes the car to hydroplane and you lose control.
Well, so, especially without the stability stuff that car had. Most cars have a stability stabilizer bars in the car, and that car did not. And they said anything other than a perfectly flat racetrack, what a little bump, a crack in the road, anything like that can just make that car go out of control.
So wait a sec. So he was driving an inappropriate car to way over the speed limit, and because they hit those
little plastic things,
reflective things. Now they're going to sue the city?
Yeah. Yep.
That's about it.
What's going to happen.
You got it right to the... You hit the nail right on the head, Kenny. Well, America, what a great country. All right. But is that story more interesting than the guy who screwed up the signing at Mandela's funeral? Which of those two dead stories is more interesting?
Oh, I think, I mean, obviously...
I'm being really insensitive.
Yeah,
now,
I mean, Robert. You can't compare death to death.
Well, I know. I
mean, maybe that's what he was signing. He's dead, game over.
That's right.
You guys get an award for sensitivity today.
It gets foolish after a while.
He's dead,
I'm stepping aside, guys. Watch out for the lightning.
Yeah, no,
coming
no lightning
from above.
From this. Sofia Vergara.
Or Vergara, her too.
Him too, her too. Is upset because people think... that because she looks good and sexy, that she's not smart. She has been interviewed, and apparently, Jennifer...
it's Roberta and I all the time. It plagues our lives.
Most people are more comfortable with the notion of sexy bimbo. She has to admit that she capitalizes on that when she negotiates her deals on television. She's in Modern Family now. Mm-hmm. Makes $30 million a year because of endorsement deals.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm saying she's pretty smart to play it the way she plays it.
Yep.
So Jen, would you be a sexy bimbo for $30 million a year?
Mm-hmm. I'll be a sexy bimbo for $30 a year.
Well, that's what they're saying on the street corner, but boom.
Bada bada boom. All right. So we have the MTV. Let's make sure we understand what we're doing here, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. You're going to go through the MTV top 10 movies.
I am.
Because that's television story.
Going to go through the
MTV.
SAG Awards.
SAG Awards.
Yep. Nominated.
All right. And one of the leading actors in Law and Order SVU is hanging up.
I know.
But this is his choice. Apparently, he wants to retire.
Yeah. And he's done. It's been a long time.
Yeah, but he's. I mean, how much work is this? But you know what happens? He lives in Los Angeles. Married. He was a neighbor. Remember when Maloney used to live next door to me? When I had the house on Hart, and Maloney was there, Chris Maloney, and he and Florica, I went to a Christmas party at their house. Jennifer always loves it when I drop names.
Yes.
Don't trip over those names. Names. Anyway, Florica was there, very nice guy, very quiet, and it was obvious that he and Maloney had a great rapport. Even when I met him, and that was probably heavens, I bet it would have been 8, 9 years. How long ago did I get out of that house over there? 2005, so it would probably have been in the winter of 2004, 2005, but I there and had a Christmas party, and He looked, when you see him without all the makeup on, and I think that's true of most actors and actresses, don't you? You see him with the makeup, they not only do they look different, but they often look older. I thought Florek looked old kind of then, and I think he was close to 60. I think he's pretty close to 70 now. But you know, I mean, maybe I would think that kind of a role would be fairly easy to play. And kind of something that, you know, everybody's different. But if I were doing something like that, I think I'd want to stick with it as long as I could. Anyway, so he will be, well, did I mention who it was? Did I give the story away?
Kind of, but it's okay.
All right, so Jennifer gives you the update in a moment. 16.
I'll pretend like I didn't hear it.
Right, pretend like you. Folks, erase the last 60 seconds in your memory so Jennifer can bring you the update in a moment here on Good Day.
During the holidays, we all tend to spend a little more money than usual. Here's a quick and easy tip brought to you by Shell for saving money on an everyday expense, fuel. The Fuel Rewards Network Program, or FRN, is a free loyalty program that allows you to save $1, $2, even $3 per gallon or more at the pump. As an FRN member, you can earn rewards on everyday purchases that can be redeemed for fuel savings at participating Shell stations nationwide. Now you can instantly save at least 3 cents per gallon just by using your FRN card at participating Shell stations. Also, through the end of the year, you can earn triple rewards on purchases made through the FRN online mall. That's 15 cents per gallon or more for every $50 you spend shopping online. Saving money each time you fill up could really make a difference in your holiday budget. So make your dollars work double time for you this season and have more to spend on the fun stuff. You can pick up an FRN card at any participating Shell station or request one at fuelrewards.com.
Janky, J to the A-N-K-Y, used to describe something inferior, of poor quality. Busted. Something never used to describe me, Sony headphones. How can I sound so sophisticated, yet look so dope? I'm designed that way, which is why you should put me on your holiday list. Boy.
Something missing from your list, like electronics by Sony, Monster, and iHome? Come to Kohl's Great Big Gift Weekend Sale for lots of great savings and get Kohl's cash this Thursday through Saturday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Television update, Jennifer Horn in charge of that business on the Good Day program.
Yes, indeed, sir. I'm here and on duty, reporting live from
You're
the
wasting
TV.
Time. Let's
oh, come
go.
On. Just play. All right, MTV has come out with their choices for the top movies of 2013. Unlike most critics' lists, the network bases their picks on box office success, so it's probably the smartest one so far. The top movies of the year, Gravity is number one, This is the End number two, The Wolf of Wall Street number three, The Hunger Games Catching Fire number four, Iron Man number Iron Man 3 at number 5, number 6, 12 Years a Slave, 7, American Hustle, 8, Spring Breakers, and 9, World War Z, 10, The World's End. So that's the list as it stands now. Those same movies getting nods yesterday when the SAG Award nominations were announced. 12 Years a Slave led the movie side with 4 nominations. It included the top award of Best Ensemble. Other Best Ensemble nominees include American Hustle, August, Osage County, Dallas Buyers Club, and The Butler. On the TV side, Breaking Bad earned the most nominations with 4, including Best Drama Ensemble, where it competes with Boardwalk Empire, Downton Abbey, Games of Thrones, and Homeland. For comedy series, the nominees include 30 Rock, Arrested Development, The Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, and Veep. Both Alec Baldwin and Edie Falco were recognized with award nominations yesterday. Alec actually got 2 of them, which broke the SAG Awards record for the most total nominations at 20 each. It's a pretty big number. David Hyde Pierce had held that record, by the way, with 19. The SAG Awards will air on January 18th on TNT and TBS. Law & Order SVU, you mentioned it, Dougie, losing its longtime captain. The actor's name is Dan Florek. He's played Captain Donald Cragen for 18 years. He filmed his last episode on Friday. He originated the role of Captain Cragen on the first season of the original Law & Order. After 3 years, he was written out but brought back in 1998 for the TV movie Exiled, and then moved to SVU in 1999. Comedy Central also renewed Tosh.0 for 3 more seasons. It's a viral video show hosted by Daniel Tosh. It's now going to run through 2016. And news from Showtime, they renewed episodes with Matt LeBlanc. They also announced that Californication will end its run after its 7th and final season.
Right. So, trivia question. Yes. What other actor left and came back to Law & Order? Answer, Chris Noth.
Oh.
51 after on Good
so
Day.
So smart.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Outrageous here on the Good Day program. It's outrageous that Tom Kreitler is stuck in a train and he can't get to a place where he can do the report for the Money Pit. So we'll be left to our own devices. And our own devices are going to focus on the amazing story. How outraged are you when you hear the story about that six-year-old who has had sexual harassment put on his record? First grader, he kissed a classmate. So the principal of the school put on his record he is a sexual harasser. On his school record, yes.
And where is this happening?
I'll tell you in a minute. We'll pause for a moment, and then we'll get back to this. You can get really worked up about this.
Roberta.
Yeah. Get really worked up about this, Roberta. If you have bags under your eyes, this is something to get worked up about as well. The folks at Chamonix have come up with a Christmas deal, a holiday season sale, but because there are fewer then 2 weeks left, you're kind of running out of time to get rid of those bags and puffiness under your eyes. You'll want to be using GenuCell Serum with stem cell technology being used to create this outstanding product. You put it on your eyes, around your eyes, crow's feet, small lines, puffiness around your eyes, go poof, say poof to the puffiness. Using GenuCell, instant effect, 12 hours, and you'll see a real difference. This is a great product for stocking stuffers. The folks at Chamonix have lots of really great products that are superb as Christmas gifts and the stocking stuffers. If you mention Doug Steffen, you get express holiday shipping. Dial 800 543-9262. You'll get also one of the jars of Esotique face cream as a gift when you buy GenuCell. Get rid of the puffiness in the bags and all the stuff that's right around your eyes. This extraordinary serum, that's what it really is. It's not a cream, it's a serum. You'll feel this difference in how it, you know, comes out of the bottle and into your hands. You'll feel the difference. 800-543-9260. I don't know. I can't describe other than I know I can. You hear me rubbing my hands. I can feel the difference when I put it on my hand. So, at any rate, 800-543-9262. You'll get Esotique face cream, and you get a free you get free shipping, guaranteed delivery by Christmas. GenuCell. 800-543-9262.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like,
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. Very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. We made Tylenol cold to help keep you going this winter.
Once upon a time.
You make rehearsals fun.
Once upon a time in a land far away.
We helped you with your cough. You hem her costume for opening night. We took away your congestion.
The end.
You give your budding actress a standing ovation. Tylenol cold helps relieve even your worst cold and flu symptoms. But for everything we do...
Mom, how did I do?
We know you do so much more. Tylenol cold. Use as directed.
Sports Authority, find the best holiday gifts for everyone on your shopping list. We have thousands of items on sale now, including 25% off Under Armour big logo hoodies this week only. And when you enter our $500,000 gift of sport holiday sweepstakes, you'll have a chance to win hundreds of prizes. Visit sportsauthority.com to enter and see official rules. Shop in-store and online for great deals on the brands you love and see why there's nothing like the gift of sport. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
A six-year-old boy is getting a lesson on the meaning of sexual harassment long before he's even able to spell it. Story from Brockton, Massachusetts. First grader suspended for sexual harassment after he put two fingers inside a classmate's waistband and kissed her. So, what do we do with stuff like this? How do you deal with this?
Education.
Educating who? The people that decided to charge him with sexual harassment or the kids?
The way they would handle this in the past is they would, you know, tell the little boy what's proper behavior, what's not
right.
proper behavior, and leave it at that.
Right.
But to make this type of, you know, accusation and put this on his record, I mean, the kid's 6 years old, I mean, honestly.
The mother called the elementary school and said to the principal, this is outrageous, the school principal, these are the rules. School committee says this is what will happen. Because, you know, all the schools now have policies.
They
vote on policies. And so every there are, how many times have we had the business about certain things that children are wearing or hairdos?
Which is okay. I mean, rules are rules. But with something like this, I mean, there should probably be something given to him for being a six-year-old, don't you think?
Well, I think that the complaint is good. But I think...
Did the other child's parent complain? I mean...
No, not at all. Teacher side. So that's how I got that far.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.